Sefer names through Parsha Frameshir for Parsha's Truma. We'll be looking at the Sefer Adnei Kesef by Rav Yedidya Tia Weil, or Tia Weil, who lived from 1721 to 1805. So the Pasuk in Parsha's Truma, in Perek HaVav, Psukim Yutes, and also Lamed Beis, refers to the Arba'im Adnei Kesef, refers to the 40 silver sockets that were used in the Mishkan under the 20 beams, and also the Arba Adnei Kesef, the four pillars of shittim wood that rested and locked in on top of the four silver sockets. Who was Rav Yedidya Tia Weil? So he was the son of the famous Korban Nisanel, commentary on the Rush. The Korban Nisanel was a Talmid Muvak of Rav Yonos and Eibeshitz. He was a direct descendant of the Mari Weil. So Rav Yedidya was born in Prague. Until he was 10, he learned in the yeshiva of Rav Yonos and Eibeshitz. When Rav Yonos and Eibeshitz left Prague, he also learned under the Nodi Yehuda. He married a woman by the name of Gittel, who was the daughter of Rav Yaakov Eger, who was the head of the community in Prague. Later in life, he became a Rav in Germany, and actually is buried in Germany. He only published one Sefer during his lifetime, and that is a Haggadah Shel Pesach called Marbe L'Saper. And even in that Sefer, he didn't really write his name in the Sefer. His Talmidim put it together. He gave a Haskamah they should publish it. All the other Sfarim were published from his notes after he died. His father, the Korban Nisanel, in his commentary on the Rush, actually quotes his son Rav Yedidya several times in his commentary as Bini Harav. So he's mentioned in the Korban Nisanel. Rav Ovadya Yosef and Yabia Omer quotes Rav Yedidya and in Shas and Tshuvos many times. The Nodi Yehuda in Madura Kama Yoredeya Simen Ayin Vav quotes a Shaila that Rav Yedidya asked him about something in Safros. So Rav Yedidya wrote a Sefer Shas and Tshuvos called, apropos, Shas and Tshuvos Rabbi Yedidya Tia Weil. He also published Chidushim Amaseches Nida, also Chidushim Amaseches Megillah called Ginzi HaMelech, Chidushim Amaseches Beitza called Birchas Yom Tov. He published a Sefer called Levushe Badim and Retias HaGuf, which was a parish on learning Hippocrates, who was a physician known as the father of medicine. And also, and this is the Sefer names, he wrote Chidushim Amaseches Kidushin called Adnei Kesef. So we'll quote two limudim from Rav Yedidya Tia Weil, one from his Shas and Tshuvos, and one from his Sefer Adnei Kesef. So first of all, in the Shas and Tshuvos, and this is actually quoted by many poskim on this sugya, many modern-day poskim, and this is in his Shas and Tshuvos, or Achayim Simen Tes Zayin, he was asked, why is it that a father says the bracha of Baruch Sheh Patroni Me'onshul Shel Zeh only when a boy becomes bar mitzvah, and not when a girl becomes bat mitzvah? So he explains that Levush quotes two reasons for this bracha. One is that now the father is putter for the sins of the son, and he won't get punished. The Gemara of Basra says that a father is closer to a son than a daughter, based on a maisa when a certain rav had a daughter, they tried to comfort him. Since a father is not as pained when a girl grows up, that's why there's no bracha. But the Lechem Chamudos quotes a different reason. He says it's about chinuch, that until now a father had a chiyuv to mechanech his child, and if he didn't do proper chinuch, he would be punished. But after a child reads bar mitzvah, he has no more chiyuv of chinuch, and the Magen Avraham even quotes the Gemara in Nazir, on Daf Chav Tes, which says that a father is not chayev to mechanech his daughter. And based on that, it would seem that it's very clear, according to the Lechem Chamudos and the Magen Avraham, why is there no bracha, Baruch Sheh Patrani, when a girl reaches the age of 12? Because if the whole bracha is miyusad, it's founded on the concept of chinuch, and there might not be a chiyuv of chinuch from a father to mechanech his daughter, so then this bracha doesn't make sense, because the father is not getting out of an obligation of chinuch, because he never had an obligation of chinuch. The problem, as Rav Weil points out, is that Reish Lakish Nakamara argues and says the father does have to be mechanech his daughter. That's how we paskin. But Rav Weil says, even Reish Lakish, who says there's no chiyuv to be mechanech the daughter, that if you look at that Gemara in Chavtes in Maseches Nazir, that was only by Nazirus. Because the concept of chinuch is to train a child to do something that when they get older, they're going to need to do. There's no mitzvah of being a Nazir, even when a girl gets older. She's not going to have a chiyuv to be a Nazir. So of course there's no chinuch. Whereas by other mitzvos, a father would have to be mechanich even his daughter. As we know, the Gemara in Yoma and Daf Pei Beis says there is a chiyav of chinuch for young daughters as well. Tosfos in Pesachim on Daf Pei Ches says you can shecht the carbon Pesach on behalf of a young daughter due to chinuch. So, because of this suffix, though, perhaps that's at least somewhat of a basis as to why the minhag became that we don't make this bracha for girls. And even though the Magen Avraham says there certainly is a chiyav mechanech, a daughter, in some mitzvos that she'll be chayav in, but since it's not a mitzvah of chinuch on all mitzvos, so perhaps that's why the bracha wasn't instituted. But Ravayil gives a new pshat. A pshat that's similar, but much more focused. Ravayil says the real pshat as to why we don't make a bracha shebetrani on daughters is because the bracha is not just on chinuch, because girls have chinuch also. It's dafka chinuch in limud ha-Torah, which doesn't apply to a daughter. As we know, the Mishnah says, called malamed es bito Torah, it's ki ulam da tiflus. And that specifically is why the father makes this bracha when the son gets an aliyah. And minin Yisrael Torah hi. It's specifically because when he gets the aliyah, that's when we are saying it's because of the chinuch of limud ha-Torah. So it makes sense. That's when you make the bracha. And the Lechem Chamudos even says that the reason why you make the bracha when the son gets an aliyah is because that's when the public becomes aware that he's a gadol. As beforehand, he couldn't get an aliyah, and now he can. And based on the Lechem Chamudos, Ravayil wants to say that you really are only supposed to make this bracha if it can be publicized that this child became a gadol, which also wouldn't apply to a daughter, because by a son, he can daven for the amud, he can get an aliyah, but since the girl can't, where is there ever going to be a public display that now she became a gedola? You won't have it. And therefore, maybe that's why it didn't make sense to make Baruch Shevetrani on a daughter. Now, Ravayil does point out about himself that he was born on Leil Yom Kippur. His bar mitzvah was on Shabbos Bereishis. His father, he points out, made a big suda, invited many guests, gave a drasha, but he never heard his father make the bracha. Baruch Shevetrani. What's pshat? So he says he thinks it's because the Rama writes in Siman Reish Chav Hei, Sif Beis, that the bracha should be said without Shema Malchus, without Hashem's name, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. And that's really our minute. We don't say Baruch Atah Hashem, we just say Baruch Shepatrani. And therefore it could be that his father was hesitant because we don't know if it's really a bracha that's appropriate to make. And that's a very well-known and well-quoted tshuva from Ravayil in his Shalos and Tshuvos, Yevididya Tovyavayil. Also from his Sefer Adnei Kesef. So in the back, the very last piece, he has a piece called the Siyum, where he discusses the very last Mishnah in the Masechta, in Masechta's Kiddushin, which says that Rav Nohuroi says, Maniach ani kol umino sheba'olam, I put aside all their professions for my child, and imi lamdo ela Torah, and he only taught my son Torah. So the Marsha asks on this Gemara, that earlier in Kiddushin on Daf Chavtes, it says that a father is chayav lelamdo uminos, to teach his son a trade. So why didn't the Gemara over there bring a dissenting opinion of Rav Nohurai? Another question is that the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel and Beis says that who's Rav Nohurai? It's Rav Meir. It's really Rav Meir. Why was he called Rav Nohurai? Because he enlightened the eyes of the Chacham min Halacha. So if this is really Rav Meir, you have a stira, you have a contradiction. As the Mishnah says that Rav Meir Omer, a person should always teach his son in umnus nekiyah v'kala. So Rav Meir seems to be of the opinion that we should be teaching our children professions. How could Rav Nohurai, who is Rav Meir, declare overtly that he's not going to do that? So Ravayil answers that if you look on Daf Lamed Amud Beis in Masechta Kiddushin, the Gemara asks, where is the source? What pasuk teaches us that a father's chayev to teach his son a trade? So Chizkiyah says, it's from a pasuk which says, Re'e chayim im isha asher ahavta. See life with the woman whom you love. And the question is, what is the woman the pasuk speaks of? So Chizki gives two possibilities. Either the woman literally means a woman, or the woman refers to Torah. But says Chizkiyah, either way. In either way, we can make the following analogy. Just like it's a mitzvah to take a wife, or just like it's a mitzvah to teach us on Torah, so too, it's a mitzvah to teach him a trade, to teach him a livelihood. So it's either based on the comparison to woman literally, meaning making sure that a person's son gets married, or the mitzvah to teach a person's son Torah? So Rav Vaila asks, what's the nafgamina between these two opinions within Chizkiya as to whether Isha in the pasuk of Rei Chaim and Isha Sher Havta refers to an actual woman and therefore refers to Shaduchim, or whether it refers to Torah and therefore refers to Limud HaTorah? So he notes that there are really three nafgaminas. Number one, if woman means Torah, then the chiyuv to teach his son a trade, which is derived from that, would be a chiyuv d'oraisa, just like Limud HaTorah, Limud HaTemas ben Espenechem. But if it's Isha referring to Shidduchim, it's only a chiyuv d'rabbanan to find the Shidduch for one son, as the chiyuv to get married is from Divrei Kabbalah, it's from Tanakh, from Yirmiyah, where it says, G'chu livneichem nashim. So that's not a real chiyuv d'oraisa. So perhaps if learning, teaching the son a profession is derived from the chiyuv to be mishadech, a person's son, to get him married, then maybe it would only be a chiyuv d'rabbanan, versus if it's compared to Torah, it would be a chiyuv d'oraisa. A second nafkamina, if we derive learning a profession from getting married, then if a person is nafsho chashka b'Torah, if a person is so connected to Torah, he can't separate it for one second, like Ben Azai, who the Gemara tells us didn't get married, and he wasn't faulted for that. He didn't have to, because he was so connected to the Torah. So if that's where we learn it from, then so too, a father, just like a father wouldn't have to marry off his son, if his son says, Dad, I'm so chashka b'Torah, I can't. So too, a father wouldn't have to find his son a profession if the son says, I can't separate from Torah. However, if it's derived, if Isha means Torah, then you say like this, the same way that a father has a chiyuv to teach his son Torah, no excuses, so too, the father has a chiyuv to teach his son a profession, no excuses. A third nafkamina, let's say the son is a menuvel, a shota, he's disgusting, he's disabled, and nobody wants to marry him. So the father doesn't have to go to the links of the world to try to find the shidduch for this son of his. Whereas when it comes to Limud HaTorah, a father has to travel to the depths, to the far ends of the world, to find a place to teach his son. Because anyone who can teach his son, it's like teaching him from Har Sinai. And so if we derive teaching a profession from Shidduchim, then just like a father doesn't have to travel to the far ends of the world to find the Shidduch, so too, if the son's not taking any profession around here, he can sort of give up. He doesn't have to go crazy to find a profession for him at the other end of the world. Whereas, if the pshat is that we're deriving it from Limud HaTorah, then just like by Limud HaTorah, the father has to travel as far as he can to teach, to have his son learn Torah, so too the father would have to do the same thing when it comes to a profession. Based on the second nafkamina about nafsho chashka b'Torah, Revival wants to say, now we could answer our two kashas. That's pshat in Rav Noho Roy. Because Rav Noho Roy held like the first shita within Chizkiya, that when the pasuk says Isha, it literally means Isha, and therefore the comparison to teaching the son a profession is derived from Shidduchim, from the chiyuv of a father to find a shidduch for his son. And therefore, just like by being mishadech a woman to a son, that if a man is chashka b'Torah, he cannot separate from Torah at all, he does not have a chiyuv to get married, so too in the same scenario, when it comes to teaching a profession, a father does not have to teach his son a trade. And that's why Rav Noah Roy says, maniach ani ko umna sheba olam, meaning his son's nefesh was so chashka b'Torah that he has no chiyuv to teach him a trade. And that also explains why it's not a stira, Rav Meir, adar Rav Meir, because in the earlier brisa in the Mishnah, we're talking about those whose nefesh is not chashka b'Torah. Then certainly the father has to teach him a trade, but in the event that the son is so nafsho chashka b'Torah that he can't separate from one second, then what we're learning from Chizkiya, Revival says, Pshat and Rav Noah Roy, is that just like when it comes to Shidduchim, like Ben Azai, if the son says, I can't separate, we say, okay, fine, no chiyuv to get married. So too, when it comes to a profession, Rav Noah Roy says his son was so nafsho chashka b'Torah that he had no chiyuv to teach him a profession. Rather, he's allowed, permitted, midoraisa, to sit and learn Torah. That's a little bit about Rav Yedidya Tia Vayel, the son of the famous Karban Nisanel, and his sefer Maseches Kiddushin, Adnei Kesef.